All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, your financial health improves and gets better in Jesus' name. I pray that the Lord has his hand on you, protects you, and guides you as you're going through your journey. Whatever trial or tribulation you face, whatever stumbling block or hindrance is holding you back or whatever, just know that Jesus will break them chains. Jesus will break them strongholds. He will break all that in Jesus' name. Amen. Let everything flow thoroughly in your life from now on, and that the Lord guides you in every step that you take. I just pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep helping a bunch of people along the way as well. A lot of people out there truly need you out there. So God is going to use you to help as many people as you can. Amen. He's going to help out a bunch of people in these end times. All right. So stay ready and stay equipped. Stay strong in season out of season. Just stay with it. All right. Always preaching the word and going about the right way and being a good example the Lord set you to be. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up, giving us another chance. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us going in and coming out. And let us thank the Lord for just food in our belly, clothes in our back, a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for just being able to give him praise and glorify him. Thank the Lord for his word, his mercy, his grace, his favor, his love, all of that. His only begotten son died for our sins, everything, all right? Let us thank the Lord for things that he's done for us we won't even know about, amen? So let's always be grateful, appreciative of everything that the Lord has been doing for us and will continue to do through us. The Lord changed not. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So he's going to keep looking out for you. When you stay obedient, stay faithful, stay in alignment, okay? Stay consistent, people. Stay consistent. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. Greetings, body of Christ. Shalom, family. I thank you all for listening, supporting. It means a lot to me. I'm praying for you all, loving you all. I love you all heavy, man. It means a lot. And we have to keep uplifting one another in Christ. We have to keep loving each other. We have to keep encouraging others out there as well in the Lord, okay? So let's be strong and in harmony and unity and peace and love and strength as we go about this, all right, y'all? Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome everybody, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather, come together and praise the Lord and be in his presence and give him praise and sing for him. Dance, clap your hands, rejoice how you want to, and just thank him. Amen. Don't care about who looking at you or have you, because people don't know what you've been through in your life. So you better get up and praise him for that situation he got you out of. Amen. Because only he could do that. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. His son is coming in an hour. Nobody knows but him. He's coming like a thief in the night. So let us stay ready for his return. Let us stay ready. Keep doing his will when he pulls up. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. All right. So today, especially, we're going to continue the brochure reading. We'll continue to keep reading out this brief readings and quick reminders, and then just close out from there with a prayer, a priestly blessing, and closing out with giving all the praise, honor, glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son, died for our sins. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. All right. So here we go. Baptism into the Holy Spirit. You will find it difficult trying to follow Jesus on your own strength. It is not possible to just try to live the Christian life on your own ability. Father God knew this. You need God's presence and power within you. Jesus knew this, so after his resurrection and before he returned to heaven, he promised to send the Holy Spirit, his Holy Spirit, to live in every believer. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed in Jesus? Ask and you shall receive the Holy Spirit. The book of Acts chapter 1 verses 4 through 5. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. The book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Mm-hmm. When you have hands laid on you as a believer and ask Father God to baptize you into the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit will come and live in you. This is God's gift and promise for you. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is receiving him. The same way the apostles and other believers received Holy Spirit as in the book of Acts chapter 2. Just as Jesus told his disciples before he ascended into heaven, this Holy Spirit baptism is for you also. The book of John chapter 14, verses 16 and 26. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Verse 26. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. The Holy Spirit will give you power to resist the devil. He will help you to learn, know, and understand the Bible. He will intercede, speak, and pray for you and with you to the Father. When you pray, find what God's words say first, then pray what God's word says in Jesus' name. You will be heard by Father God. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Most definitely. Yes, yes. Baptism into the Holy Spirit. So it's important to keep that in mind as well. Okay, so when I speak on repentance and baptism, of course, I mean the water one, but I also mean with it as well as baptism into the Holy Spirit. All right. So you got to have the Holy Spirit, people. Christ is in the Father in Christ, Christ in us in Christ. We cannot bear fruit without him. We can't do nothing without the Lord. We can't do it without the Most High, all right? The Spirit has to guide us and lead us to do it, okay? You cannot go into the spiritual battle warfare carnally and physically. I'm just letting y'all know right now, all right? So we have to stop being carnal and in the flesh so much, okay? We have to really be in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit that's sent from the Most High, okay? So always keep in remembrance of that, amen? Most definitely, y'all. Okay, so there you have it, all right? What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Hallelujah. Amen, y'all. So here we go. Yes, yes, y'all. Hallelujah. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Call on his name. Give him all the glory, honor. Yes, yes, y'all. He is the hope for humanity. Most definitely always will be, y'all. Yes, yes. He is the Adam. The last Adam, the second Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true and living God, the Alpha and Omega, amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of life, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jireh, Jehovah, Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb. The Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my shield, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my high tower. Yes, yes, y'all, the Lord is our everything, the Lord our God is one. Most definitely amazing creator, amazing son that we do serve, y'all. The Lord is awesome. He is mighty. He is wonderful. He is all that and above. He is a sufficient one. He is a sustainer. Always will be. Amen. Most definitely. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahai, Yeshai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehosha, Yahusha, Yeshua. Yes, yes, Ahai Yeshaya, the consuming fire. He is the father of lights. He is the father of the fatherless. He's the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. Amen. He is able. He is worthy. Most definitely, with God, all things are possible. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. Amen. With faith, all things are possible. Y'all got to believe in God. You have to believe in him, people. got to believe who he is, y'all have to, okay? It's impossible to please God without faith. You got to have that faith and trust in the Lord, all right? He's an amazing, amazing creator, and his son is amazing for dying for our sins, all right? Most definitely, he is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten son of God, our great God, our savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. The son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahawashai, the word of Yehosha, Yahusha, Yeshua. He is a true word. His word is like fine silver, just as David said in Psalms. And the word is a double-edged sword. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So give him glory, give him praise, give him honor. He is worthy. He is awesome. He is all of that and above. He is definitely great, y'all. Definitely great, y'all. His son is so amazing for dying for our sins. Boast in the Lord, boast in the Lord, boast in the Lord. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, seed of Adam, humanity, seed of David, kingship, seed of God, deity, seed of Jacob, nationality, seed of Judah, tribe, seed of Shem, race, seed of woman, prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved, new mind, new heart, new soul, delivered, repentance, baptism, restoration, healing. Yes, yes, in Jesus' name, new hands to prosper. New footsteps, new path, new journey, new joy, new strength, new zeal, new enthusiasm. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. Just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent, get baptized, touch your life with the Most High, and I pray that you all get much stronger and mightier in these last times that we're in. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. So what I would love to do as I close out is give y'all this priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. God bless you all. Peace.